This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Migs, you are in your girl dad era.
Yes.
Tatum is the light of your life.
Brings so much joy. Like, she cracks me up every day. She's just such a good kid. But she just recently discovered something and wanted to do something, and I'm kind of now thinking we might have created a monster.
Oh.
And it's like one of those things where I feel like you're not, someone even joked me, he's like, you're not a girl dad until you have to do this, and that is a freaking tea party.
Oh, really?
It's been nonstop all weekend long. Dad, I'm like, do you want to play? Yeah, what do you want to do? Tea party. And it's not just like pretend tea. Like, we have to make tea.
Are there snacks?
Yes.
Good snacks?
Well, I chatted with Tatum about these tea parties, and you'll find out what kind of snacks we have, because that's the only highlight.
What would you say is the key to a great tea?
Milk.
Milk?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Sugar.
Sugar. What else?
Tea.
And tea.
Yeah.
Bam, nailed it right there.
Yeah, you need tea.
She
we need the tea.
Test.
The tea is important. And we got that little freaking little tiny little tea set. And we have to fill it up with the tea. I got to go grab the milk out of the oat milk, you know, and then pour a little bit of that in there. And then grab a sugar packet and pour it into. And this is what we're doing.
This is awesome.
Yeah, the first time.
How many tea parties have we had in the last couple of days?
I don't know.
What is this, like our fourth tea party?
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
It's like the fourth in 2 days.
That is a lot of tea parties.
And that's just with me. She was doing tea parties with Sid as well. While we were at your party in Tony V's on Sunday night, she was having a tea party with Sid.
You know, you're not supposed to actually do the tea part of it. There's usually supposed to be make-believe in there, Steve.
Oh, this woman. Let me tell you. We can't do pretend. I have to, like, you know, get the tea out of the cupboards, boil
Steep
the water.
It.
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
Tea.
Well, that's a very obvious question to answer. Why do I ask these stupid questions?
Is this like drinking tea?
Yeah, tea.
And the snacks are pretty cool, too, when we have snacks. What do we have for snacks, usually?
Pretzels and cookies.
Pretzels and cookies.
Now, that part I could get behind.
I want in.
There are little mini pretzels and little mini cookies. I was like, let's keep that going.
Do you think you want to open up your own tea shop when you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And a puppy salon.
And a puppy salon?
Yeah.
So you cut puppies' hairs while serving tea?
She's an entrepreneur, Steve.
She wanted to call it, I think she was calling it puppies or doodles and poodles.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You got to get the secure the URL now.
I already copyrighted it. Yeah, good luck trying to get that.
No.
How many puppies do you want when you grow up?
100
puppies.
Me too, Tatum. Me too.
She's convinced that when she grows up, she's going to buy a house next door to us, which I'm like, yeah, have you seen the house prices these days? You better start saving right now, kid. And there's going to be no furniture in this house. It's just going to be a couch, dog beds, and a TV.
Oh my gosh.
And there's going to be 100 dogs.
She's going to live my dream for me.
Pretty much. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you move to Arlington? Or Stanwood, sorry.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, my bad.
So out of curiosity, what kind of tea do you guys like to drink?
Oh, I just grabbed, it was a lemon tea.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
It was like I just grabbed whatever was in the cupboard. I got really, the flavor didn't matter.
Oh.
I mean, you're taking like one sip and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Does Barrett have a thing that he wants to do obsessively now with you?
I mean, All the time, we are playing trucks. Trucks. It's excavators, it's backhoes.
Can we swap kids for a little bit?
Skid steers and compact track loaders and cranes. So it's always trucks.
Wait. So which one of you has the boy and which one of you has the girl? I can't tell.
Yeah. It's not typecasting at all, right?
It's two completely different universes right now.
Danny, what about you? When Lily was growing up, like, what was the thing like, where you were just like, I'm done. I can't keep doing this.
Oh, man. Well, for the longest time, it was just always dolls. Like, any kind. And she had those LOL dolls for the longest time. It was like, let's play dolls. But there was never any, like, rhyme or reason to what we were doing with the dolls. So it wasn't like, oh, there's a story behind it. It was just like, let's just play. And then, like, they all fight with each other. And then they all, like, go into the house and fall asleep. And then they come back out and they fight with each other again. But it was hours and hours of that. And I just was like, what are we doing? Can we, luckily, the LOL dolls, and all dolls actually are just not a thing anymore. So
it said, Tatum needs to see Alice in Wonderland. It's a tea party.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that could be a gateway drug to some. Kidding.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.